Welcome to Imperfect Momming. Our children are constantly looking to us for examples. The term role model doesn't quite cut it here. We are shaping their worldview with every move we make. You see, it's not in the lectures we give or moments where we are actively attempting to teach them. It's in the micro movements we make, the unconscious ways in which we navigate life. We are constantly teaching our children how to show up for themselves, their friends, their future partners, and even their future children. So what can we do to ensure we are raising thoughtful, compassionate, self-aware human beings? We have to become them ourselves. No one is perfect, but we can still all be better, and it starts with self-healing. Let's get to it. Welcome back to Imperfect Momming, and we have a very special guest today. Marnie, welcome to Imperfect Momming.
Thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, colleague, friend, and an entrepreneur. I'm currently a mom of three. I have pregnant with one more on the way, due in January. So I'm slowing down. If you hear me huffing and puffing, I'm at that stage. But I am the passionate founder and current CEO of a new business and brand called Rumbly. Rumbly is the first pregnancy subscription and experience box brand that's focused on serving both the woman you are and the mom you're becoming. So it's a box and a brand that's all about mom-to-be. We love baby, but we're not here for baby, and we're here to help mom prioritize herself through the transition to motherhood. Prior to starting Rumbly, I've had sort of a mixed career of corporate and other startup ventures, and none of them really, I would say, though, has like really fueled me the way that Rumbly has, and it's all kind of led to where I am today and what I am doing today.
I remember hearing about your product and just thinking, wow, what a cool concept of, you know, there's lots of like box subscriptions of, I know that there's dog toys that come and treats that come in a monthly subscription and there's, you know, food that comes in a monthly subscription. But the concept of the woman going from the woman you are to the mom that you're becoming is such a gap. There's such a gap there that new moms, and you're a new mom every time you have a baby, but so you've experienced this three times. You're so far.
Absolutely.
It's this transition period that we're not really prepared for, and we don't know how to prepare for because we haven't gone through it.
I love this idea. Yeah. And, you know, part of the problem that like I found each pregnancy, and it's exactly to your point, like I'm a new mom every time that I've delivered another baby, every time that I become pregnant, I'm a new mom and a new person. And it's like these layers you keep shedding, and, you know, I'm about to go through it again in a couple months. And what I found is each time I felt like a vessel, you know, and there's no attention towards me and the mass amount of change that I was going through and continue to transition and evolve to. I mean, this is one of life's largest transitions, yet I went to a doctor's appointment and it's all about the health and development of the baby. And I need that. Thank you. Someone needs to look after a bit, you know, but there's nothing for me. My family, my friends, my colleagues, you know, when I was working corporate for all my other pregnancies, and you know, it's everyone. It was, how's the baby? How's the baby? You know, and it's like, I am going through a lot right now. And there was just nothing there. And then the other side of it. So there's a lot of, you know, sort of like heavy transitional time. And Rumbly was sort of inspired by this term that was really proliferated by Alexander Sachs called matrescence. And that's the actual transition to becoming a mother, and it's compared to adolescence and all the change and transition that a person goes through adolescence. You do that over again. And so bringing that all in together, there's a lot of it's hard, but then there's a lot of exciting things too. And it's kind of this balance of the two. So becoming a mother, you know, I was going through a lot that was challenging, but also that was amazing and beautiful and celebratory that I also found people in my universe weren't there for me for all those big milestone moments where I was kind of experiencing that and going through. So both the good, the hard, and the not so good all alone is really kind of what I felt, which is culminated to leading me to wanting to create Rumbly.
I love that. And I'm pregnant with twins. I'm a surrogate, so I'm
Yeah.
technically due in January, but I won't be pregnant in January. I'm 100% sure on that.
We're very aligned there right now.
Yes. So I had an incident where I felt some chest pain. I've never in my life experienced chest pain, and it was from like 9 in the morning till 1 when I started like asking, should I go to get checked out? And the fertility doctor that was instrumental in getting me pregnant was like, yes, go get checked out. You need to make sure you don't have a pulmonary embolism. And I wasn't sure where to go because there's a hospital. And a hospital has labor and delivery, and the hospital has urgent care and, emergency care. And I'm like, do I go to the emergency room or do I go to labor and delivery? I don't know. I was like, I'm going to go to labor and delivery because they'll probably send me there anyway. That was just this thought that I had, right?
Yes.
So I showed up in labor and delivery. I said, I have chest pain, but I'm pregnant. I didn't know if I was supposed to come here first or go to the emergency room. And they said, if you went to the emergency room, they would send you here first because we got to check the babies or the baby,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
And
Yeah.
my thought is, all this talk that's in in politics right now, whether or not a fetus is a human or is a person,
Yeah.
right? And I'm like, they're not a person. But they get checked first.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. Of course, check the babies. But there's just this little like catch 22 here. Like, if they're not a
Exactly.
person, why do they get all the attention? You know what I mean? Like, anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that, like, to your point, it's hard because, you know, you have to be very careful with your choice of words. And I find that with Rumbly a lot because it's not that I'm like, I want it to be about me and not about my baby. Because listen, to be honest, I'm not focusing on me. I'm focused on the health and development of babies. I'm doing the same thing that everyone else is doing. So it's like what I need is someone else to get my back, you know, someone else to be there for me because I'm not on me. I'm doing that same kind of thing. And it's about changing that cultural narrative ever so slightly to bring mom to be part of that narrative and bring her raise attention to kind of the role and things that she's going through and the importance of her in that greater picture.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head is that, yes, the babies are important. And we have this cultural default of mom is there to take care of the children. That once you're a mom, that's your only job is to take
Yeah.
care of the children. You stop being important. And I see more, but I'm looking for it. I see more of let's take care of yourself, fill your cup, put on your own mask first. I'm seeing more of that talk,
Yeah.
but I'm seeing it from people like me who are coaches that are like, this is, we need you to take care of yourself because when your needs are not being met, how can you meet the needs of others? And even that sentence is like, take care of yourself so you can take care of others. How about we take care of ourselves because we're a person
Right,
that
right,
deserves to be taken care of?
right, right. And to your point, like it's hard. Sometimes it's hard, you know, like intuition kicks in. And like I say, like this is my business and this is what I know and this is what I'm same thing trying to preach and tell other people. Yet I'm currently pregnant and I'm doing the same thing. I have three kids at home. I focused everything on them. I'm focused currently on the baby that's growing inside me and the child I'm about to birth. And same thing. I find that sometimes you do. You need coaches and you need other businesses and other important figures in your lives who sometimes take care of who can help take care of you because you recognize it's important. And it's all you need is that recognition. So whether you're able to flip that priority and actually do it on your own, or you seek support because you know that it's important, that's really where we have to get to that point. And it really starts with helping, I think, women recognize that you do need to make this priority. So however you go about it is really what you should be part of your focus in this journey.
Yeah. I know that I had the thought that postpartum care is also all about the baby. I hadn't thought about it. Like, there's no part of peeing on a stick or getting a positive blood test from that moment on. There's not a single part that focuses on mom as a person. It's all from then on, it's all baby. And so what can someone who signs up for Rumbly expect in to receive?
And just kind of piggybacking on that, and I find that even with postpartum right now, in social media in particular, there's a lot more awareness about that you need to take care of you and kind of what you're talking about, like take care of you so you can take care of others. But for me also, that starts exactly like you say, that blood test, that pregnancy test, you pee on the stick. However, that's when that starts. So anyway, so for me, I wanted to focus on the whole journey of kind of motherhood, and there's fertility as well, but maybe that's Rumbly 2.0. But for now, yeah. So what can you expect from Rumbly? So Rumbly is physically in every box. There's things that take care of your body and things that take care of your mind. Half the items are for the woman you are, half the items are for the mom you're becoming. And that's to help mom to be kind of ground her in the process of who she is and who she's becoming. So that will include a range of luxe and exclusive items that Rumbly created or has sourced from across four different continents that are all tailored to exactly where she is in her pregnancy journey. Experiential wise, in every box, you'll find notes, you'll find items that help create these moments of celebration and support and reflection and fun that are really all about the woman. And this is not like you're not going to find diapers or bottles or onesies in a Rumbly box. It's for her. So it's that combo of the physical and the experiential that Rumbly is really there for. And why I'm not listing out specific products is because our core is a subscription box. And part of that is that surprise and delight, that moment of monthly, you're getting this box of on your doorstep, you open it up and the surprise of what you get. And it's really, again, it's thoughtfully curated to where you are in your journey is part of it. So I don't want to give away too much. We do also offer one-time gift boxes, and that's something to gift yourself or to gift another woman in your life. And each one of those are themed. So right now we have launched with our Modern Mom to Be box and our Postpartum box, and we have a few more coming out every month or every other month over the next, I'd say, 12 months. And those are actually transparent though. So those you can actually see what you're getting. So if you could head over to our website, you would see what's in those. But they follow the same foundation of half the items are for the woman you are, half for the mom you're becoming, both physical and experiential.
Yeah, I love everything that you just said, because it's everything we've been talking about. But and I like the surprise aspect of it, so I appreciate your, veil of connection or whatever. I don't know what to call it. Air of mystery. Because we don't want to, my son signed up for KiwiCo, which is a STEM
I love
based
KiwiCo.
STEM based products, and We have no idea what's coming in the month or coming in the mail every month, but he loves it and it's something that we get to do together. And so this is like KiwiCo for moms.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, if we can, whether you love being pregnant, you hate being pregnant, or you're a mix of both, having something to look forward to is something that everyone can appreciate, you know? So like, I think it's timed in that celebration of a new month. You know, we're all celebrating. I've hit month four, I've hit month six, and so on. And it's timed in with that celebration and anticipation, and just something of positive that you can focus on in that journey too.
Yeah. And I do like that you focus on both the physical and the mental aspects, because there's huge physical things that are going on in our bodies that we may or may not be aware of. But there's a lot also that goes on in the mental aspect. As we've been talking about this topic, I'm like, there actually is a lot of, a lot of people ask me how I'm doing, as a surrogate.
Right.
Which I think is super interesting that, that they do separate mom from babies in my case, because they're not mine. So they are focused on that. But I walked into my last doctor's appointment and the doctor said, well, the next 6 weeks of your life are going to suck really bad. And I'm like, thanks. I mean, I knew that was true, but thanks for saying it out loud and making it real.
Yeah, honestly.
But
not necessarily what I need to hear from you right now.
Exactly. I mean, I'm getting over whatever this cough thing that's going around is. And I think I've mentioned it on the last couple of episodes. But it's like there's just not a lot of room in there. And so, and I think I've pulled a muscle from coughing.
Oh, so much. Gosh.
So every time I cough, it feels like I'm being stabbed. And I'm like, that's amazing. let's make that go away as soon as possible. And then, you know, there's not a whole lot of stuff that you can take, and the things that are pregnancy safe don't work as well. But luckily I'm in a position where I'm able to literally just, I vegged for a week. I did very little. My goal was to not put my shoes on, to put my shoes on.
I like
as
that
little
goal.
As possible, right?
I may consider that too. Maybe that's a challenge. Can I go that?
It's a challenge. It's
like
definitely
that.
A challenge. Yeah, and you know, it's hard to put shoes on because I have the bending over to put the socks on, and my boyfriend had Crocs that have fuzzy that are fuzzy on the inside.
I'm familiar with those. Yeah, those look amazing.
I'm pretty sure that was my Christmas present to him a year or two ago. They don't fit him any longer because I think he left them out and they shrunk a little bit. And so they're green they're that camouflage redneck kind of style. And I wear more, you know, flowery and girly kind of stuff. And so I had these flowery pants or leggings on and I'm like, I really want Crocs that match. But there's literally nothing about me wearing Crocs that says I've got my life put together right now. So I'm just going to wear the not matching Crocs and not care about what anybody thinks about it.
And they're probably so comfortable. I'm like sitting here dreaming about it. I'm like, who do I know that I can borrow these from? That's like a great shoe. And my feet swell like tremendously as well when I'm pregnant. So I struggle with not just putting shoes on from that physical like bend, but also I can't get my balloon feet into any of my shoes. So those Crocs would be amazing right now.
Fuzzy Crocs in the middle of winter is all the business.
Yeah, here's our promo, non-sponsored for Crocs.
Right. Maybe you could put a gift certificate
in
your for a discounted Croc.
Yeah, my brain is spiraling with that right now. It's a great idea. I love that.
I think it's cool that you are like going through pregnancy while you're, I don't know how old your business is, but like while you're in the launching stage of your business.
I'm being fully transparent, so this fourth was unexpected. So the timing is pretty wild. I started working on Rumbly while I was on maternity leave with my third baby. And so this was post delivery, and everything in building the business was reflecting on memory and, you know, what would I want that could help other moms or could make their experience better? And it was just kept going back and back. And, you know, it was like 24 hours a day, you know, when I was sleeping, I was always on and doing that. And then we found out that we were pregnant, and this was still before Rumbly had officially launched. Our full website, we pre-launched in the summer, full website just launched in September of this year. So we're just a few months in. So I found out I was pregnant in June of this year. And now going through it, leading up to before launch, where I can be my own like test case and really like, it's been amazing. It's this like additional blessing in disguise. Yeah. So to say, I'm anything, any baby for me is a blessing. So unexpected, but a blessing. And this was just that additional blessing to be able to go through and validate, you know, everything that I built and created, and saying like, hey, this really does help, or this really is amazing, and this really is impacting my experience. So it's been coincidental and amazing and incredible all at the same time.
Did it change any of the boxes? Like,
No. Awesome. That's been a very big, being perfectly honest again, that's been a very big surprise for me. I would have expected, you know, like, hey, maybe doesn't work so much. I mean, no, it hasn't. And I haven't changed anything, which is, it's validated it, which has been remarkable. But what it's also given me the opportunity to do is, you know, now document, I think, more of what I'm going through during each stage to continue to, as Rumbly evolves, to remember those moments stronger when it comes to the evolution of Rumbly for growth. But otherwise, yeah, it's been the same since inception.
That's really cool, and like you said, validating. And I think, you know, the word that came into my mind was, you know, divine inspiration, that, you know, that you were able to reflect back on and know what you would have enjoyed or what would have been good to have, or, you know, the fuzzy Crocs that are going to be in your subscription.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So look out, 2023.
Right. Here comes some fuzzy Crocs.
Yeah. And you know what? I built the model, the business model as well, around having fluidity. So very limited run of everything, which allows me to constantly change as I learn from when I have these conversations, you know, with someone such as yourself or moms in the community of Rumbly or just anyone, where it's like, oh, that would make a great product, because there's so much out there that could really impact someone's experience for the better. So that's also that has allowed me the opportunity to open those doors for new partnerships and new items that we could put into the boxes.
Yeah. That's so cool. I'm a little jealous that I didn't have this idea. But I'm cool. I'm excited that the idea is
Thank you.
That you know, this was a brainchild of yours that you put into motion, and that you even had the thought process, you know, because like you said, you're going through it and you're focused on baby, but you're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you still were able to build this company and have that. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. No, you totally are, because you're preaching exactly my experience. And I think that I am a very self-reflective person. So I've spent a lot of work on becoming this way. So it's not something that doesn't come natural to me, but it doesn't come. But it's something I've definitely worked on to make it a priority in my life, to self-reflect. And so I spent a lot of time self-reflecting on my pregnancies, and, you know, I didn't feel right after my first, I didn't feel right after my second, I didn't feel right after my third. And in trying to understand what didn't feel right, it was this feeling of not being part of that journey to motherhood, mm-hmm. although it was happening to me. Mm-hmm. And that's what really like led me to this point. And then in just speaking to other people and speaking to other women and about their experiences, I found that common thread of them feeling like a vessel, but not an important part of the story. Them feeling like everything was baby and not for them. Mm-hmm. And them going in as, you know, in my case, I went into motherhood as Marnie and I came out as a mom, mm-hmm. but I left Marnie behind. Mm-hmm. And that just something wasn't sitting well with me,
yeah.
You know? So it's an interesting, I guess, solution. Yeah. To kind of those feelings that I had, but that's kind of where I came out, and really just tons of self-reflection and speaking to other women.
And you know, that losing that sense of self, and there's a lot of moms that feel that way, but they're not aware that that's how they're feeling. And I feel blessed in my journey because I was self-employed before I got pregnant, and I was in the middle of a kind of a push goal that I had the month my son was born to finish this goal. And so there wasn't this time. Like I've never had a postpartum, what is it even called, maternity leave. I've never had a yeah. maternity leave because I've been self-employed right. every time I've given birth, and mm-hmm. so I've always, like, someone asked me, well, how long until you go back to work, and I was like, probably 4 days, where I'm like in front of somebody,
it's unbelievable, you know? Yeah, unbelievable.
But I was very much in my business. Maybe I had an unhealthy connection to myself in my business, but mm-hmm. I was very much in my business. So Alicia still existed, even though mom had been born also.
Yeah.
And I had, in the beginning of being a mom, I still had a very strong sense of self. I lost that sense of self later on. So maybe that's an inevitable where, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, I had an unhealthy attachment, whereas like who I was wrapped up in being a mom, in
yeah.
My business, inside my marriage. And so within 6 months, I lost everything that I was proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a whole nother, like, the building came crashing down. But the beautiful thing about the building coming crashing down is that then you can rebuild it with a more solid foundation so that it'll never come crashing back down.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I think so much that happens, or so often that happens to women. But the rebuilding is hard. And like one of my favorite quotes that I've learned in this process of self-reflection is that being a mom is part of me, but it's not all of me. And it's that's what I had to rebuild, because I let that take over me, especially my first pregnancy. And I couldn't have been more excited. Every time I've been pregnant, I couldn't have been more excited, to be honest. But so I've kind of let myself, I've let that being a mom take over me, and instead of just being a part of me. And it's challenging, but it's important, and it's beautiful to hear that, like, you built that and it's stronger than ever before. Love that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm excited to hear your postpartum experience this time.
Stay tuned.
With the, you said it didn't feel right on the first one or the second one or the third one. I'm like, well, we still have number four. And I know it can change, because I had postpartum depression the first three babies that I had. So with my son and the first two surrogacies. And I went on antidepressants each time. And each time I was on it, I think less amount of time. But it was like, I know one of the times I was like, I just want to take the edge off, of this postpartum, this emotional stuff. The third surrogacy journey, I had a life coach, and I said, I want to do this without the drugs this time. And I did. And it was a completely different experience, where the thing that I would describe is like my body missed being pregnant. And people don't talk about that.
No. It's really an interesting thing. You mourn it. You mourn that whole time. And I love being pregnant. I love being pregnant. It's not to say that things were always sunshine and rainbows throughout it, but generally, like, pregnancy is magical, and you feel, there's so much in postpartum that you're going through, but that morning, no one talks about that. Like, there's your how your body is going through that magical experience, feeling the baby or babies inside you, and then holding it is incredible, but it's different.
I would say I got very mad at babies with this stabbing pain from the coughing, like it's their fault. But I'm just like,
they're
okay,
like,
I'm
they're ready. Like, stop, like, coughing.
The cough needs to go away, or you guys need to go away. Like, one of the two has to happen real quick, because I can't keep doing this stabbing pain. But yeah, I know that I'll miss being pregnant, and I've actually decided that this will be my last time. But I also know that there's this thing of, that you have pregnancy amnesia, or whatever it's called, where like, anytime somebody would ask me while I'm pregnant, are you going to do this again? My answer would always be no. I literally, a week after giving birth to the last one, the mom of that baby was like, do you want to do it again? I'm like, okay. A week later, I was like hating life the week that baby was born. And I was like, okay, I'll do it again. So I wrote myself a letter. I was like,
oh, wow.
No, you're not doing it again.
I don't know why. That's so funny. And here we are.
Is there a piece of advice that you want to share with moms?
I think that you need to remember who you were before you become a mom. And don't let that person leave you. So there's change, you're going to change, but don't let you just get left behind in the process, and just try to hold on to her.
Yeah. I love that. That's where I recommend moms start when they're like, I don't do anything for myself. It's all about the kids. When they get to that point where they're realizing that they miss the me I used to be. It's like, well, when we start with self-care again, what did you used to do before you were a mom?
Yeah.
Pick one thing.
And yeah, I mean, everything in life we should do that, or strive to do things that feel good, things that fill our cup, make us happy, make us proud of who we are, or make us, you know, proud of who we're becoming, or whatever that is. And, you know, that's kind of that's your core, and that's in your soul. And to keep her, because we'll change, we'll continue to change, you know, pregnancy, motherhood, there's lots of major life transitions a woman goes through, you know, and pregnancy is one of them. Motherhood is one of them. But your core is so important to your foundation, and just keeping her along and keeping on that momentum of striving for what feels good. Go back there. Go back there.
So good. Is there a book that you want to recommend that's been instrumental in your journey?
Yeah. It actually comes in our month 9 box of our subscription. So here's a little spoiler. I don't know if I can use profanity, but it's called You're a Fucking Awesome Mom. So
awesome.
Part of my language, and that's a book by Leslie Ann Bruce, and it's just a much needed voice of encouragement for any and every woman who's had a baby and lost her mind. Sometimes, you know, motherhood feels never ending and there's a lot of chaos, and it's a great read, and I really wanted to put it in the box, and I encourage other women to check it out, because I absolutely loved it.
That's awesome. I'll tell a quick story, because you said something about losing your mind. I had hired a social media person to kind of help me be more consistent on social media, and my coaching program is called Increase Your Peace in Your Life, and there's 5. Pirates of peace. So there's 5 things that can increase your peace or steal your peace. And so I called those the pirates of peace. And I started using that language in my social media, and my social media person's like, I don't know what this means. And she Googled it and found a book called Peace Pirates. Totally like unrelated, but she's like, you should read the book. And I was like, okay, I'll read the book. And so I started reading it this morning. And she said, I didn't know that 90s rap song, you know, y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Yeah.
Up in here. Yeah. I was
dance,
dying laughing when I was like getting ready this morning, listening to that. I was like, oh my gosh, that is so funny. She has 4 kids. They're all boys. And she has a husband. And she said her husband says that they have a 10 testicle household. And I was like, who says stuff like that? But that is hilarious. I was dying laughing. Oh my gosh. I was like, this lady is hilarious. So I'm enjoying that book so far. I'm in the first chapter. But
I just love
to
that.
Share, when you said you had 4 kids, I was, or on your way to 4, I was like, you might want to read the book.
I love that so much, and I will probably be sharing that story as well after this call, because that's really, really funny.
Pretty funny. I was going to ask you if you had boys or girls, but I was like, maybe I shouldn't say that on the podcast, but here we are.
No, not that. I have a combo right now.
So where can our listeners find you and your business?
So the best place is to connect would be on Instagram, and that's at Rumbly, RUMBLY underscore CO. And then on the website, we're Rumbly, RUMBLY dot CO. And at Rumbly underscore CO, pretty much Pinterest, TikTok, everywhere else.
Is
But
CO, is that Canada?
nope, it's the new domain that everyone's going after because everyone stole the dot coms.
Com.
So
Okay, good to
we're
know.
going to dot, we're going to dot CO. You will see a lot more of those. But yeah,
Okay.
definitely. If you want to connect like personally, send me a DM on Instagram. I love chatting. You can rant, ask a question, share a story, anything. I love connecting and chatting and talking. So definitely reach out there and follow along the journey. We're still in launch and lots of great things happening.
Super exciting.
And
Well,
maybe I'll
congratulations.
update you on my postpartum experience too.
Right.
You don't
Yes,
know.
please
Yeah.
do. Because this is you're birthing a different kind of baby too, and
Yeah.
it's exciting and fulfilling, and I've said multiple times, but I love the concept of it. So
Thank you so much.
I'm
Thank you.
definitely thinking this is a good. Oh, you found out you're pregnant. So here, let me send you the gift. And
Yeah.
it's a really cool thing.
Something for you. Anyways, thank you so much. It was so great to be on here and great to chat with you as well.
Awesome. So we'll have another episode of Imperfect Mommying for you next week. And until then, keep healing. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Imperfect Mommying. It's time for us to step up and realize that our power is not in trying to shape our children. Our power lies in shaping ourselves into the people we want our children to model themselves after. Don't just do it for your kids, do it for yourself. When you become a more self-aware, compassionate, and confident person, you and everyone around you benefit. For more information about me and my work, visit alishalyons.com. That's alysialyons.com. See you next time.